The redevelopment of one of the oldest hydroelectric generating stations in Ontario will expand its capacity and extend its life expectancy by 90 years. Some site preparations have already been made at Kakabeka Falls, where Ontario Power Generation is embarking on a complete overhaul of the 118-year-old power plant, the second oldest of OPG's hydro stations. Construction will begin in the spring. They're trying to get as much of the site prep done before winter sets in, and then they'll be ready to go, spokesperson Neil Kelly said November 6. The work, costing over $200 million, includes the construction of an extension to the existing powerhouse to house two modern turbine generating units to replace four existing units, and the replacement of a surge tank that's used to manage abrupt changes in water pressure. The old generating units and ancillary equipment will be removed from the current powerhouse, and four existing penstocks, that bring water to the generators from the Cam River above Kakabeka Falls, will be taken out and replaced with two new ones. Kelly said the original powerhouse won't be torn down but will remain as a local heritage building to house equipment. The Kakabeka Falls Generating Station, which currently produces up to 24.4 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 25,000 homes, will see its capacity increased by 13% when the project is finished in 2027. Originally built by the Kaministikia Power Company in 1906 to support the Lakehead area's burgeoning flour milling industries, the plant started with two units before quickly expanding. A third unit was added in 1911, and a fourth unit 3 years later. Ontario Hydro, the predecessor to OPG, purchased the station in 1949. This important project will help maintain and build on the legacy of Kakabeka Falls GS, which has provided clean power for Ontario for more than a century, said Paul Seguin, OPG's Senior Vice President of Renewable Generation. With modern equipment and increased generating capacity, the redeveloped station will help OPG and Ontario meet net zero goals while supporting province-wide electrification. Bird Construction has a $100 million contract for its part of the work, which is being undertaken in a 50-50 joint venture. OPG has said the project will also generate economic benefits for local Indigenous communities, specifically for Fort William First Nation, in support of its Reconciliation Action Plan. OPG also operates 10 other hydro stations across northwestern Ontario.